KORN News Radio Sports. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz. Mitchell Baseball heads to Pierre this weekend for their Super Regional Series. Starts tomorrow night at 7:30 in Pierre. Game 2 will be Saturday at noon, with a potential Game 3 at 2:30. The winner will advance to next week's Class A Baseball State Tournament. So 8 teams will advance. That'll take place at Ronken Field at Augustana in Sioux Falls. Mitchell Track and Field back in action today as they head to Kimball. Colonels will also compete at the ESD Conference Meet coming up Saturday in Watertown. That starts at 10 o'clock. USD softball will take on Nebraska coming up tomorrow, part of the NCAA tournament, as the Coyotes won the Summit League softball tournament last week for the first time ever. Coyotes will be the number 4 seed in the region. The field also includes Grand Canyon and Louisville. That Lincoln region runs Friday through Sunday. Stanley Cup playoffs continue tonight on TNT as the Buffalo Sabres take on Montreal at 6 o'clock. That series tied at 2 games apiece. And the Vegas Golden Knights looking to advance. They'll be in Anaheim to take on the Ducks at 8:30. Vegas with a 3-2 series lead. The Miami Dolphins have signed running back Devon Achane to a 4-year, $64 million contract extension through the 2030 season. The deal includes $32 million guaranteed and carries an average value of $16 million, making Achane the third highest paid running back in the NFL. He earned his first Pro Bowl selection last season after rushing for a career-high 1,350 yards. The federal government is suspending a visa bond requirement for certain World Cup ticket holders traveling to the U.S., according to the State Department. The rule, introduced last year, required visitors from 50 countries with high visa overstay rates to pay bonds of up to $15,000 to enter the U.S. 5 World Cup qualified nations, including Algeria, Cape Verde, the Ivory Coast, Senegal, and Tanzania, had been subject to that policy. Under the new change, citizens from those countries who have purchased official FIFA tickets will no longer have to pay that bond. Shohei Ohtani gave up just 4 hits over 7 shutout innings. LA Dodgers ended their losing streak as they beat the San Francisco Giants last night 4-0. Mets rookie Carson Bang delivered his first big league walk-off hit, a 10th inning single, as the Mets beat the Detroit Tigers 3-2. Baltimore Orioles shut out the Yankees 7-0. Kyle Bradish gave up just 1 hit over 6 shutout innings for Baltimore. Meanwhile, Yankees ace left-hander Max Fried, he left the game after just 3 innings with a sore elbow. The San Diego Padres overcame another good start by Milwaukee's Jacob Mizorowski. Gavin Sheets had a 3-run home run with 2 outs in the ninth as the Padres beat the Brewers 3-1. That snaps Milwaukee's 5-game winning streak. Mizorowski, with a no decision, struck out 10 batters over 7 innings, allowed just 4 hits. He threw 40 pitches yesterday of at least 100 miles per hour or higher, his third straight game with 40 or more of those fastballs. The Atlanta Braves, they've got the best record in baseball at 30-13. They beat the Cubs again yesterday 4-1. Atlanta's Mike Yastrzemski drove in the tie-breaking run with a pinch-hit double in the 8th inning. The Cleveland Guardians finished off a 3-game sweep of the Angels, winning 4-2. The Guardians are 30-4 against the Angels at home since 2015. Nick Kurtz with a grand slam as the Athletics beat the Cardinals 6-2. The third career grand slam for Kurtz, the reigning American League Rookie of the Year, is on base streak now extended to 36 straight. And that's a look at your sports for Thursday, May 14th. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz.